So you know how this story goes, right? 74 people shot, 11, or are we up to 13 now, fatalities in Chicago over this past weekend. In a seven-hour period, early Sunday morning, 40 people were shot. At one point in Cook County, at Stroger, there were 200 people milling about. And at one point, my understanding is, at Mount Sinai, they actually, for a brief period of time, had to turn people away. Such was the carnage that they are still reporting nationally in Chicago over the weekend. Dr. Jaime Moreno is the Sinai Health System Medical Director and Chair of the Emergency Department. So he's in charge of the ER over there, and he joins us on WGN Radio. Doctor, it's John Williams. Thanks for giving us some of your time today. How are you?
I'm doing well, thanks. Thanks for having me.
Is that a correct assessment of what happened over the weekend and at Mount Sinai?
Yes, unfortunately, as you mentioned, it's been all over the news and made national headlines. It was a very, very tragic and violent weekend for Chicago, and a lot of our resources were overwhelmed, to be quite honest with you. It was that big of an uptick in violence.
Do you guys have any way of knowing, or do you figure it's Friday night, it's August, it's going to be busy? Do you have any clues coming in that day that it's going to be one day worse than another?
You know, that's a good question. You know, I think everybody knows and expects that in the summer there's just going to be more people out and about, out in the street. And I feel like energy levels just increase in the summer months when it's nice out. And unfortunately, in some of our communities, that energy level translates to violence. So, yes, not to sound callous, but sometimes when you see that it's nice outside, you expect to be busier in terms of trauma.
Can you describe for us some of the things that came through the door at your hospital over the weekend?
It was a number of things, and it's not only, you know, it's not only how many came in, but sometimes it's the amount that come in at once. So multiple, what we call GSWs, which are gunshot wounds. So, you know, some people might get shot in an arm or a leg, but other people get shot in multiple parts of their body. So, you know, every time you get a gunshot victim, the amount of times to assess each and every single patient, it takes a while. It takes a lot of, you know, you go through your protocols and try to, you know, assess everyone immediately and as carefully as you can. But you can imagine when you get four or five all together in a row, it tests the limits. But we had everything from gunshots to extremities to fatalities. So just a lot of victims altogether.
Do you have a number on how many total patients you saw over the weekend?
I don't have the exact number, but it was definitely over 20.
And when they come in, the people are usually conscious. I just wonder what the scene is like. They must be out of their mind in pain, or are they in a sense of shock, and so it's not as chaotic as I would imagine? You know, you can tell I've never been in the presence of somebody shot.
Sure.
So I wonder what that's like when here comes another one, here comes another one. Oh, my God, these would be events of my life, and you guys saw 20 of them in 72 hours. But just talk me through a little bit about what it is like when these people come in the door.
You know, every presentation is different, and every patient arrives, again, a lot of it depends on where they've been shot. A lot of it depends on how, you know, how bad the injury was. Some people do come in a state of shock, and that could be either described as an emotional shock or it could be described as a physiological shock. So these people come in, and they're alive. They might be awake, but they are just, in so many words, zoning in and out, right? And that's the physiological shot.
Yeah.
Other people are coming in, and you know, as you can imagine, they're in a great deal of pain. So, yeah, so those are, you know, in so many words, you hear them coming down the hallway. They're suffering. They're in a great deal of pain, and, you know, regardless, once we hear a gunshot wound, those patients take priority and they come straight back. But again, every presentation you can think of, we've seen.
Are the injuries pretty specific? That is, bullet goes in, bullet comes out, or is it more traumatic what you see?
Everything. There are people that have what we call flesh wounds or through-and-through wounds, and if they're lucky and they didn't have any major vessels such as a big artery or a big vein or a major fracture, right? When you get shot in an extremity, for example, you can fracture the bone. So some people are very fortunate. It goes through and through the muscle, and it never hits a bone or a major vessel, and they actually walk out of the hospital the same day. Other people have worse injuries. As you can imagine, other people need to go straight to the operating room depending on their injury.
Yeah. And then is the challenge to figure out how great the damage is? I mean, there's a hole, but you really don't know what's happened to them, right?
Absolutely. And that's when a lot of your training and clinical knowledge comes into place. You have to make the call. Is this patient, in a steady state, where they can make it to a CAT scanner so we can take a better look at what's happening inside their body? Or do we think this is a life-threatening injury right now that we have to take this straight to the operating room? And to be honest with you, that's where we rely a lot on the trauma surgeons. And Mount Sinai I can't say enough about them. We have a fantastic group of trauma surgeons led by Dr. Vaffa.
Well, I wanted to talk just a little bit about that. Dr. Jaime Moreno's on the phone. He's the director of emergency services over at Mount Sinai. It was one of the first spots that some of those victims over the weekend were taken. Let's hope we don't have another weekend like that, although every weekend, it sounds like, in the summer in Chicago is traumatic. But somebody in your business told me this is unfortunate and fortunate. But if you do it often enough, you get to be good at it. And they said at Mount Sinai and at Stroger, those people are pretty skilled at gunshot injuries. I guess that's what you're telling me, huh?
That's correct. They are very skilled. And again, I think you said it very well, fortunate or unfortunately. They just have a lot of experience with it. And when you have situations like that where they are chaotic and they test the limit, they're difficult to deal with. You always want to be surrounded by experienced people, and the trauma team at Mount Sinai is experienced, so they're excellent. I couldn't ask for a better team.
Dr. Moreno, where are you from?
Originally, I'm from Chicago.
Where'd you grow up? Where'd you go to school?
So I was born and raised in the near South Side in a neighborhood, a very nice neighborhood named Pilsen, which I'm very proud of. So I'm a Pilsen native, born and raised. I stayed local for university. I went to Northwestern up in Evanston, completed my medical school at the University of Illinois at Chicago, and I trained at Advocate Christ in Oak Lawn.
So you're a Southside guy through and through, aren't you?
Through and through.
And so, to some degree or another, you've been closer to this violence your whole life than a lot of us have, right?
Yes. Unfortunately, I've actually been touched by violence very, very personally. I've lost a brother to gang violence, so I know firsthand what it's like to lose somebody. I know what it's like to be surrounded and be in that kind of environment. I think I bring a slightly different perspective than many other of my colleagues.
Did that motivate you to want to go into this kind of medicine?
Yeah, it did. Absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah.
And what do you say or want to say to the city or to the people on the South and West Side about this violence?
You know, I feel like I have a lot of thoughts on the matter, and I'm not a politician, and I'm not here to, I don't have an answer for world peace, or world hunger, but, you know, I see a lot of what's going on in the news, and even people I personally come into contact with, and, you know, things that I hear are, you know, that they, you know, these communities should raise themselves up and take themselves out of the situation they're in. But, you know, what I'd like to tell those people is, if you're up to it, drive down to some of these communities and just drive through there and see what it feels like. You know, some of these communities, they're just driving through there. You get depressed and you feel like there's no hope. And, you know, without somebody going in there and making a change and investing in those communities, I think everything we're doing are just small band-aids.
And you're the one putting the Band-Aids on. I mean, not only your personal history with this sort of violence, but professionally, you know, nobody is probably more frustrated than those of you who have to receive. You know, the mayor will cry and be frustrated. It's, you know, he loves the city, and it's politically damaging to him, and nobody wants to see this happen. But none of us are on the receiving end of these bodies coming through the door. You and your staff are. It just seems to me like you would have a unique perspective on this, is all.
I do. And, you know, you can't take the time to speak to every single victim that comes through. But, you know, I'm not shy about sharing my story. I tell them how, you know, there are other ways, and that, you know, you can change your life. You can lead another path, regardless of how difficult it seems at that point in time in your life.
Well, this is not why I called, but I'll just share with you one observation that's been trickling through my head lately, because I say, well, the way to fix this violence in the city is we've got to find better ways to employ these people, because I think that's one of the, if there are many, root causes of this. But until then, I think, mothers, where are your children? Mothers, how are you raising your children? Fathers, why aren't you on your children's lives? But it really is these people, these parents, who have to do more to safeguard their children, either from being the victims or from being the trigger pullers. It's on them. That's what I've been thinking and feeling the last 2 days. What do you think about that, Doctor?
I think it goes even deeper than that. When we say these parents, you have to remember these parents were children that grew up exactly like this.
Yeah.
So this transcends generations. It's, you know, again, I'm not here to be a politician or speak politically on the matter, but I just think they're, you know, it's getting more police officers out there, unfortunately, puts police officers at, you know, their lives in danger as well. So I think to really get to the root of it, we just need to invest in these communities. You know, this is our city. I'm a proud Chicagoan. This is our city. When we see our city, we should include everybody.
Please share with your staff our appreciation for what they're doing. I'm sure that they are, however used to this, somewhat traumatized after this weekend, seeing 11-year-olds come through your doors and 60-year-olds come through your doors. But know that we are all rooting for you guys and hope that you don't have another weekend like this, sir.
Thank you. I hope the same. Thank you very much.
Doc, come into our studio sometime. Let's visit again, okay?
Will do.
Thank you, sir. He is the chief of emergency services over at Mount Sinai, Dr. Jaime Moreno. It's 222. This is WGN.